I want to take a turn here as we focus back. You know, obviously everything playing out in the markets is what it is, but repeats of some of the pandemic scenes that we saw at the earliest days playing out now again as President Biden orders additional doctors and staffing sent to some of those hardest hit areas right now in the Omicron wave, including hospitals in New Jersey, New York, and other states. As staffs there continue to battle rising cases. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman. And Rick, I mean, obviously this is something that the president can do and something that might have been expected. But I mean, what do you make of kind of what we're hearing from him in terms of what the federal government's role is to play in this chapter?
I think the Biden administration clearly is struggling. They didn't seem to think we were really going to need that many more tests. I guess if you go back 9 months or so, that might have seemed reasonable. But then, of course, we got the Delta variant surge and now the even worse Omicron variant surge. And we just don't have enough tests. This is turning into a particularly big problem at schools where they just need to do frequent rapid testing. So Biden said today his administration is planning on purchasing another 500 million tests. So there will be as many as 1 billion tests available for COVID testing in the foreseeable future. And he also said next week, we're going to get details about the administration's plans to send masks to everybody who wants a mask. I don't know if that means they're going to come in the mail or are you going to be able to pick them up for free at the post office or what it's going to be exactly. But I guess we'll find out about that next week. And of course, this is happening, Zach, as President Biden's approval rating is really down. There was one poll yesterday, the Quinnipiac poll showed his approval rating as low as 33%. That would be down something like 20, 25 points from a year ago when he first started. So our struggle with COVID, our ongoing struggle with COVID, I guess I should say, is clearly hurting President Biden's approval rating.
And I guess, you know, obviously he's got a lot to manage here when we talk about where the pandemic's at. And I guess there are a lot of questions around why test now if we didn't have them during the holiday season. I remember him being asked particularly about that. But the updates here in terms of what we're hearing today, I just want to play a little bit of what we did hear from President Biden earlier this morning.
We're on track to roll out a website next week where you can order free tests shipped to your home. And in addition to the 500 million, half a billion tests that are in the process of being acquired to ship to you homes for free, today I'm directing my team to procure an additional half a billion, additional 500 million more tests to distribute for free. That made a billion tests in total to meet future demand.
Rick, obviously, you and I aren't test supply specialists here, but obviously, I think some of maybe that preparedness playing into some of what you're seeing slip in his approval rating. I mean, you've been tracking that for a while. I mean, any kind of connection in terms of pairing those dots, you think, around tests now versus then?
Well, I mean, we really need the tests. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Let's just go back to the schools. I mean, look at all the schools that are really struggling. This is having a huge impact on parents. I mean, parents of school-age kids have to be tearing their hair out at this point. You know, everybody, including President Biden, thought that once we got the vaccines widely available last year, that was going to be the way out of the pandemic, and it clearly isn't. So that's why we're seeing the administration seems like it's behind the curve on this. Now, when I hear a president say we're going to get a website up and running soon and it's going to send something to everybody across the country, what does that make me think of? It makes me think of healthcare.gov in the fall of 2013, which, of course, was a disaster. It seems to me maybe, you know, the Biden administration could contract with Amazon and say, you guys already have logistics in place. Maybe we'll pay you to send these out to everybody in a few days. That's obviously not what we're doing. Maybe this will happen through the Postal Service. But, it seems like there's now some operational risk for Biden, as businesses might put it, because now he has to deliver on what, you know, voters now expect there to be a competent federal effort to send tests out. And if it takes 2 weeks, 4 weeks, then Biden has set himself up for failure.
Yeah, and obviously that scrutiny only grows in a midterm year. We'll see if some of that pressure on Biden sprinkles over to other Democrats. But Rick Newman bringing us the latest there. Appreciate that.